This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yeah, hello.
And this is one of those kind of special editions of Faith in Action. If you're a regular listener to Catholic Radio, from time to time you hear announcements on the air for various businesses. And they're not actually commercials as such. They are what we call underwriting announcements. And the way that works is area businesses will make a contribution to Catholic Radio to help us stay on the air, which we greatly need. And then in exchange for that donation, we run announcements on the air acknowledging those gifts and telling you a little bit about their business. And it's a great program. It works well. If you have a business, call us and we'll tell you more about it. But the only problem is the announcements that we run are 30 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't tell everything about a business in 30 seconds. So from time to time, we like to invite the underwriters to come into the studio and tell us some more about their business.
And that's what we're doing today. And today we have Jeannie Weber Rush. She is the owner and operator of The Secret Ingredient, which is...
Ooh, it's a secret?
I know. And when I heard about this, I thought, I have got to find out what this is because that is such a great name. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy being here.
So tell us, what is The Secret Ingredient and how did you come up with that name?
Well, number one, I say now, it's style with a smile. And originally when I came into business and started the business, I thought, you know, it'd be fun to maybe have a tea room or something next door. So that's why I kind of got the name. It could go lots of different directions.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But then I got pregnant and decided, okay, well, there's only so much you can do in a day. So, hey, we love Molly. And I did a cookbook instead. So, and actually, it's going to be our 40th anniversary next year. So I decided we're going to start, we've been already collecting recipes for the next edition because we're sold out of, obviously, the first one.
So The Secret Ingredient is not what I thought it was. It's a women's clothing store, right?
Yes, it is. Lots of accessories, lots of fun things. And we delve into a little bit of anything. You know, I go to market and always looking for something different after 39 years in the business.
And you actually, we'll talk about the location in Indianapolis, but you have four locations or three locations?
Three locations. Now, they bulldozed down where I was in Dayton, Ohio after 35 years. So that probably was God saying, you know, I think you've got enough on your plate.
Uh-huh.
My dad's 98 and lives with me. So I figured that was one way to give him a little bit more time too in my schedule. So that was a divine intervention. But Richmond, Indiana is where I started in 1979.
Okay.
We still have that store. And then Ave Maria, Florida, which we love, that store. My dad and I both go down there for 4 months during the winter, and it's been a wonderful journey and another divine intervention in my life. So it's been 10 years now already in Ave Maria.
Wow. So now most of your locations, or both of your current two locations, are in the Midwest here, and your third one was in the Midwest. How'd you get one in Florida?
Well, I have a circulation problem, and I was in New York City. I picked up a Wall Street Journal, and there was an article in there about the Ave Maria Mutual Fund that was doing very well in 2004. And a Sunday afternoon, I Googled AveMariaMutualFund.com, and up popped the town, Never Again, another divine intervention. God's got a part in all of this. And I emailed him that day and said, you know, what kind of stores are you looking for? Are you looking for, you know, chain operations or small family-owned businesses? And they emailed me back on Monday, and the rest is history.
Wow. So you have a really beautiful location in Indianapolis. Where are you located?
At 56th and Illinois. So,
and I love that area because it's so, like, fun and trendy, and there's so many neat places to go there.
Yeah, and it's great because we have front, side, and back parking, so we're an easy one to get into, so that's great.
And that really makes a difference because it's really hard sometimes to find parking there,
mm-hmm.
So that's really a great aspect of your business. So how did you happen to get into this kind of work? Have you always been in retail, or what was your mm-hmm. background? How did you happen
you know
to
what?
Get into this?
I graduated from Bishop Lawrence High School in Fort Wayne.
You're kidding me. I did. Well, I went there. I didn't graduate there because we moved. Well,
oh, that's crazy.
You're a Lewis Knight.
I am. So the guidance counselor called me up and said, would you like to interview for at the department store, which then was Ellis Ayers and Wolf and Desarge, you know, back in the beginning. But anyway, I said, yeah, I'd be happy to interview. And I was chosen out of the girls from my group in, or my class. And so I represented the high school, and my boss was incredible. And not only was I doing it for the high school, she kind of grabbed onto me to continue and doing a lot of work through college. And I was in, I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
Due to her. She was very amazing in delegating responsibilities, giving me lots of things to do, and always letting me be my own creative self. And that was really wonderful. And I knew exactly then that that's what I wanted to do. And so then I went on to, like I say, college, came back, and they took me then, moved me to Indianapolis, and then ended up in the buying offices. And then I got married and moved to Richmond, and that's how I got to Richmond. So,
What is the biggest challenge you face in today's economy? I guess everyone thinks of the big box stores that have everything, and it's difficult for a small box store that doesn't have all of that.
You know what? I always feel like if we just treat the customer right, you know, they'll come. And I feel like I don't, you know, push the dollars that we need to have. I push the service we need to have. And I think that's always been in my heart. And I just really want always the customer to feel really comfortable, not feeling like she's pressured. None of us are on commission. I mean, I just really want people to come, enjoy, you know, see what we have. And we've always got something different. We get new shipments in every week. I, you know, work with like 200 different designers. So I think it's a fun place to shop, and I feel like I want them to feel like family. There's so many customers after 39 years that even shop all three stores.
Wow.
It's great. It's a real, you know, I so appreciate these customers and their loyalty and the new customers that come every day.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Jeannie Weber-Rush. She is the owner and operator of the Secret Ingredient, a women's upscale clothing store, and trendy, very, very cool, very, very nice clothes. Do you target any particular, you know, age group, or is there pretty much something for every age in there?
No, I think there's something for every age. I know you said upscale. You know, one thing that I really want to stress is the fact that we have things in all different price points. And, you know, again, I buy things that make you smile. That's mm-hmm. what I always think of. I always think if, you know, we don't want to, like you asked Jim, you know, it's like we don't really want to be a department store mm-hmm. or an annex of a department store. I want things that you can't find there, that you enjoy, and every time you take them out of the closet, you have a positive thought about it.
Well, I can tell just by the necklace that you're wearing today, that's nothing you're going to see in 99% of the, or more than that, store percentage of stores in the whole country. Yeah, that's a very unique piece you're wearing.
Well, and you know what? I love accessories, and I always say it's the details that make the difference at the Secret Ingredient. And I think that is, like, one of the things I love. When you come in the store, you'll see displays, and everything's put together. There's a scarf, there's a necklace, so everything kind of gives you an idea. Maybe you've got things at home that you can just add even a little $20 necklace to, or a $12 earring, and make it look fabulous. So, you know, again, it's updating and working with what you currently have in your closet.
And I think that's one thing that I noticed when I looked online at some of the pictures and even the video that you have on there, that just how put together everything is. And it really is those very neat details, you know, whether it's the shoes, the purse, the, you know, the bracelet, the jewelry, the scarf, that's what really can add to your wardrobe a lot.
No, it is true. And like we, you know, we like to show people things and what goes together. But, you know, we also say bring your own things in and let us update what you've got. So that's it. You know, again, we're there for you in any way or shape. You know, we do lots of special orders, and, you know, we're very flexible in returns. And, you know, again, we want you to have what you love.
Now, I want to ask you about the blessing bracelet. Talk about those. Oh, she's got one on right here. So
it's actually my mother passed away in 2005. And right after that, I thought, it was funny. My dad is, like I say, 98 now. So that back in 2005, I could have to subtract. But he was still serving Mass at the cathedral in Fort Wayne. And I'd go with him on Saturdays. And after my mother passed away, I remember going to Mass with him that he was serving. And I looked up, and there was these two angels above the altar. And I thought, oh my gosh, my cousins call my mom great Aunt Angel A, because of Angela was her name. And I thought, oh, that would be cool. I should start a charity in her name. So we call it Angel A Wishes. And all the money from any of the religious or spiritual items, including the blessing bracelet, which is a wonderful item. It comes in two sizes. Every day when you put it on, you think of four blessings in your life because it's got four pearls on it. And then when you take it off at night, you're supposed to think of four blessings you had during the day. So you live a full life of gratitude. It's got a little card. It explains all that. It's a designer out of Chicago. A friend of mine sent it to me when someone passed away in our family, and I just thought, oh, this is such a great gift. I'll add this to the Angel A Wishes charity. I mean, we sell so many of these bracelets. They're perfect. They're perfect for funerals. They're perfect for births, housewarming gifts, birthdays, anything. You know, they fit everybody. That's what's the perfect gift. So it's great that all the money goes back to charity. Well,
now, you mentioned a website. What is the website?
TheSecretIngredient.us.
Oh, kind of a secret.
Yeah.
Kind of cryptic.
Easy, 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 so easy. Much. Yeah.
TheSecretIngredient.us. .us, all right.
Yes, well, we've been talking with our very special and new underwriter, right? Jeannie Weber Rush of The Secret Ingredient. You have been a delight to have here, and we ask God's blessing on your work.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that sincerely, and thank you for inviting me.
You bet. Let's give that webpage one more time. It's www.thesecretingredient.us.
And the store location?
56th and Illinois here in Indianapolis.
Okay, so very, very convenient, very easy to get to from most any place.
Right. And remember Richmond, Indiana and Ave Maria, Florida.
That's right.
I bet there are listeners that we have that go to Ave Maria, Florida, and now they have a neighbor, a friend.
That's right.
In Ave Maria, Florida.
And thank you.
And two places to shop, right?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thanks, Jim.
It's been said that autumn is the antidote to summer. Autumn is a time of harvest and the season that provides the hush before winter, where we make progress in the morning and huddle deep at night. This is the season that God gave us just for the beauty of it. And if you look closely, there is truth to the saying that autumn is a second spring, when every leaf is a flower. Autumn carries more gold in its pocket than all the other seasons. This is a time of change. It's like spring in reverse. And while many may love this season, they may not be looking forward to the next. God created everything with an expiration date. Flowers die, leaves die, human life ends. But other things that you don't like so much also expire. Winter, snow, storm clouds. The changing of a season means God is willing to transform another chapter in our story. Good stuff straight ahead from Catholic Radio Indy.
Sometimes two isn't better than one, but it's always better than none. What am I talking about? When we started our Audio Now Dial In to Listen service, there was just one number to call. That was 641-552-5881. But because of high call volume and other issues, eventually there became a second number. That number is 605-562-9822. Now, in this case, because you have two phone numbers to remember, two isn't better than one, but it is better than none. So try this. Try both numbers. When you find the one that works for you, lock it in. Save it as a contact so you can make a quick call whenever you want, then just forget the other number. Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a hassle, but think about it. Catholic Radio Indy, loud and clear, on your cell phone, wherever you are, whenever you want it. The numbers again are 641-552-5881 and 605-562-9822.
This is Catholic Radio Indy. We couldn't do it without your support. This station is listener supported. If you are one of our regular donors, thank you very much. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, visit CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer, and Bridget, it's getting to be fall, and that means a couple of things. First, our dinner, which we want to thank everybody who came to it. It was a big success, and I want to thank all of the volunteers, too, that helped out. We could not do it without a lot of volunteers, and also all of the businesses that stepped up and helped us with the live auction and silent auction, and everybody that came out. It was a big success, so thank you very much. And I mentioned two big events in the fall. The other one, it wouldn't be fall without the men's conference.
That's right.
A Catholic men's conference.
Catholic men's conference. And we're joined in the studio with Mike Fox. He is the chairman of the men's conference, which is organized by the Marion Center of Indianapolis. So, Mike, welcome to Faith in Action.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Well, that's a good thing that you're back. To talk about this exciting opportunity for Catholic men. So before we talk about the conference, I want you to tell me a little bit about the Marion Center and its mission for people who may not know what the Marion Center is or where it is.
Sure. Well, the Marion Center is a group of us who try to put on some programs to help evangelize St. John Paul II brought up the new evangelization, there was a call for us to have programs, some retreats, some pilgrimages, and things like that. And our two biggest events, I think, are the Indiana Catholic Men's Conference and then the Women's Conference in the spring.
So the men's conference is coming up Saturday, November 10th. It's going to be at the Indiana Convention Center. It's a one-day event, right?
Correct, yes.
And so obviously this is part of the new evangelization, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So we want to get the guys out there. You want to talk a little bit about the theme for this year and maybe some of the speakers?
Yes, thank you. The theme this year, and we came up with this about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and it's Walking with Christ in the Cross. And
you can't really separate those, right?
No, you cannot.
We want to separate those.
Yes, you do.
We like to just walk with them and forget about the cross. But
that's right. And in our world today that's somewhat challenging and has even been more challenging recently with the church, it's an appropriate theme that we really need to, think about the theme one, but I think the people who do come and hear the talks will, they're going to get some good words of wisdom that will help us walk with Christ in the cross.
So what is the, talk a little bit about the itinerary. If a guy has never come to this, what should they expect if they attend an event like this?
Well, first, I'd like to say, especially with men, it is non-threatening.
Okay.
You don't have to share. You don't have to, get into small groups and things like that. It's a day where you can hear some wonderful speakers, and we have a Holy Mass at St. John the Evangelist, and that's beautiful to see that church packed with men and singing. But we have speakers throughout the day. We have some breaks too, where people can look at some of the vendors if they're looking for books or videos or other things that can help them with their faith. And there's some quiet time too.
Okay, and Catholic Radio is going to have a booth too. I just found out about that. That's kind of fun when you kind of have everything there. You have the getting the food in the terms of the spiritual food from the speakers. Time to reflect.
Oh, yes, yes. And what's great, too, is we see families come, fathers inviting sons or sons inviting fathers and grandfathers and groups from parishes. And, and then we have, obviously, the individuals. But I really encourage anyone who's involved with any Christ Renews group or That Man Is You to, ask. People do not always come if they think they're going by themselves. Again, we have a lot of people who do, but, ask a friend, ask a group, make sure, in your bulletins there are, there's information in there now. That would be really helpful for us. And every parish by now should have posters and bulletin announcements and in the bulletin. So,
now, is there also a web page you'd like to give right now just so that people, maybe they haven't checked their bulletin or they lost their bulletin? Where can they go? I do that all the time. I bring it home and then where to go?
It's real easy. It's www.indianacatholicmen.com.
Now, Mike, this is held in Indianapolis, but you draw people from a wide area. How far have people come to the men's conference?
Oh, we've had people from Texas and Atlanta and different places, that come. And, it's something where the majority of the people come from central Indiana,
sure.
A lot from, both the Indianapolis Archdiocese and the Lafayette Diocese. We always have a big group coming up from Evansville, Indiana.
Wow, that's a trip.
They get a bus and organize big group from Batesville, too. But it really works well.
And you have kind of a following. I mean, this has been going on for what? 10 years? Since when?
Since 2006.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is a long time.
So what kind of a group do you get? I mean, are you talking...
Well, we and every year, we kind of track who's coming, and, we have those people who are there every year, and then we, have new people, and people are busy. But we can have up to, 800 to 1,000 men.
Wow,
that's a
big group, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, it is a big group, and we're in the Sagamore Ballroom this year, which is a beautiful ballroom.
Absolutely.
At the Convention Center.
If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Mike Fox. He is the chairman of the Men's Conference, which is coming up. And Jim has a question over there.
Mike, I'm sure one question you get asked probably more so than any other question for all the years you've been doing this. The conference has a kind of a title or a umbrella name that it operates under that always gets attention. The Lions Breathing Fire.
Yes.
I was going to ask about that, too.
The Lions Breathing Fire is the name of our conference, and it has been from day one. And it comes from a homily from St. John Chrysostom, and it talks about after you receive the Eucharist that we should all be like lions breathing fire. And, I think it's a manly title, but it has a lot of meaning, an awful lot of meaning.
So I'd like you to talk a little bit about some of the speakers that you have, because you have a really good lineup, and I want you to share about who's coming and what they're going to talk about.
Sure. The speakers we have this year are wonderful. If people are familiar with Father Dwight Longenecker, mm-hmm. He is... seen a lot of times in National Catholic Register. He has a wonderful blog. He's an interesting speaker. He was ordained an Anglican priest, and a lot of people do not know that.
I did not know that.
And he came into the Catholic Church in 1995, and then in 2006, when the door opened, he was ordained a Catholic priest, and he's out of Greenville, South Carolina. But we've had a lot of people, comment that they're thrilled to have him because he is on top of everything. He's, he's really relevant for the day, and will have a great message. We also have Tom Peterson, mm-hmm. For our EWTN watchers. He hosts a show called Catholics Come Home. And he's very dynamic, and we're lucky to have him. And then Father Ben Lutke, he was at the women's conference last spring, and the women loved him. He was ordained by St. John Paul II. He was actually Mother Teresa's driver when she was in Rome.
Oh, that's cool.
And they had a special relationship.
I can imagine.
There, and he's a retreat master. Speaker, spiritual director, and he's all around the country, and so we're really fortunate to have these.
You have such a great lineup. I looked at those and I thought, can I sneak in there? Now, can women go, or can we serve food or something?
It is a men's conference. We had a few.
Darn it!
And that's important for the men, so they can feel they.
They have special time, right?
Special time. It's their conference. It's all about them. And then we're fortunate, too, to have Father Todd Reby from Christ the King Parish in Indianapolis. He'll be celebrating the Mass at St. John Evangelist. He's wonderful. He's a joyful priest, and I know his homily will be a home run.
And all of the speakers, I've been to a number of the men's conferences, and we've all been to conferences where, they get kind of long, think, how many more talks we got to go through? That is not the case here. You go out of your way to get good speakers that not only have good content to their talk, they're also good speakers. They're engaging speakers, and time flies.
You're not looking at your watch, right?
No, time flies, and you just can't believe it's over already.
Yeah. And you provide lunch?
Yes, we do provide lunch.
Okay, so you come, you eat breakfast before you come, right?
Correct.
And then you get lunch?
Yeah, then we'll have lunch after Mass, and the day we'll have a speaker in Mass and lunch, and then we'll have three talks in the afternoon. So if you can't make it first thing in the morning and you want to come, you know, later in the day, you know, that's fine. It's something where, you know, we have a full day, but it does go by fast. And we're always thinking we're going to have a lot of men, you know, leave mid-afternoon because they have things to do. They stay. The last talk will be a wonderful talk. So
you want to stay till the end.
And you do.
And you also have confessions.
Yes, we do.
And adoration this year or not?
We always have adoration. Actually, I was talking to Father Rick Nagel down at St. John's, and we'll probably have a Eucharistic procession from Mass back over to the cathedral.
That's cool.
Through the streets of Indianapolis. And
breathing fire, right?
That's right.
Well, we have just 1 minute left. This is going so quick, talking about having fun. Give the webpage one more time. Where people can register, and when is it too late? We're about a month out.
You can register. There is, in about 2 weeks, we will have an increase in price on the registration fees. But go to www.indianacatholicmen.com. You can get speaker information. You can click the registration page. If you want to mail something in, there's something you can download from your computer too, if you'd like to do it that way.
And can you pay for your registration right on the website there?
Yes. You click registration, and it'll take you right into
We have about 30 seconds. What's this been like for your own faith life to be a part of this and to see people, the guys, get all fired up?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's what makes this program continue. And Kathy Denny heads up the women's conference, and the men, and we just see people's lives change, and we hear it from family members, we hear it from people who attend. It really makes a difference, and everybody needs a little pick-me-up at times or a little direction, and this program will provide that.
And that's what the new evangelization is all about. So the website is www.indianacatholicmen.com. Mike Fox, thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.